Do you know? God's salvation is ready for you.
What is the aim of your life?
Today, many young people testify about their spiritual experience with God, confessing that a basic change has taken place in their lives. The following testimony summarizes these confessions. I was living without a goal and tried everything this life had to offer. I was searching for a way between religion and atheism and was lost. Lust controlled my thoughts and dreams, enslaving my body and paralyzing my will. I despised myself. My life was drowned in darkness. I tried to escape from reality by many harmful ways, but I could not run away from myself. Then, by God's compassion and grace, the living Christ met me and healed my soul. He cleansed my heart and made me stand on a solid foundation. Since that experience, I found meaning and a goal for my life. Despair, unhappiness, and disappointment have left me. Hope and assurance came into my heart. I learned to listen to the Word of God and answer Him in my prayers. Now I know that my sins are forgiven. My whole life has been changed, and my soul has been revived. The power of God is working in my weakness. I sing a new song in my heart and praise the Lord for my salvation. Dear listener, there are many voices today testifying like this young man and pointing to their contact with the living Christ. They confess their experience of His miraculous salvation. Would you like to know the way to this new life? Are you interested in becoming a happy person, kept in God's love? Do you want to receive a pure heart and a good reputation before God and man? Then continue to listen to this cassette and meditate on the Word of God in a spirit of worship. God calls you personally. He is ready to grant new meaning to your life.
Come back to God with all your heart.
Most people live far from God. They eat, drink, marry, and run after worthless things, behaving as if they have no conscience. They carry secret sins in their hearts, not realizing that they are on the downward path to hell. Sometimes, they even pretend to be very religious-minded, but they are far from God. Their hearts are hard and cruel. Their fanaticism leads them deeper and deeper in sin. As Christ said, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. Dear listener, we urge you, come back to the living God. He did not create you in vain. He loves you with everlasting love and turns his face toward you. If you live without your Creator and reject him, you are lost, wandering without a goal. Your soul will remain empty and in despair, for you are missing the secret of the divine revelation. God created man. In his own image, in the image of God, he created him. The eternal, holy God wants to grant you the kindness of his love and to breathe his spirit into you, that you can live a life that is worth being called life. Look to the Lord, because he approaches you, according to his faithful promise. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. A young man who lived among idol worshippers read about the religions of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. He was lost in their differences and asked himself many times, "Is God one or three in one? Which is the right way? Where is the truth?" He became confused and cried out from the depth of his despair, praying to heaven, "O God, if you exist, please reveal yourself to me. I want to know you and live with you and be kept in your power. I cannot live without you any longer." God answered his heart's cry. A short time later, the young man was going home from his office and found a yellow piece of paper thrown on the ground and read in it, "If you want to know more about God, write to the Center for Young Adults. They will send you explanations of the Holy Bible without cost." He wrote to them at once, and soon a package full of tracts and books arrived. As he opened the parcel, he wept tears of joy because he understood that the living God had answered his prayer. He studied the Bible carefully, and soon he came to know the one real God. As a result of his new faith, his behavior and life changed. He walked the right path and became a faithful servant of the Lord. Dear listener, come to the living God, for he is waiting for you. As long as you stay far away from him, you are lost in darkness. Come to your Creator and reject all the lies of the atheists. Don't be like them. 3,000 years ago, the prophet David wrote, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." Don't walk in the path of the atheists. Depart from their lies. Leave your loneliness and approach the divine light. Your Lord is calling you with his compassionate voice. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Listen to God's call and answer him. Decide with all your will to come back to your Lord. Ask yourself, "Do I really want to go back to God and seek him with all my heart?" It is not enough to have a good intention. There must be a final decision. If you are indeed looking for God, he will come to you, heal you, and save you completely.
God is the measure of yourself.
A young man from Bahrain wrote to us, "I don't know whom to believe. Am I a Muslim, a communist, or a Christian? Would you help me and show me the right person to follow? Muhammad, Marx, Lenin, or Christ?" He signed his letter, "The Confused One." This young man, like many others, is drowning in the swirling cross currents of the world. Fortunately, this young man had not sunk in the depth of his despair, nor did he lose hope. He called for help and wanted to know the right person to follow. He was not satisfied with dry traditions, meaningless phrases, or dead doctrines. He felt that there must be something more. There must be a possibility of getting in contact with God. Yes, the living God exists. He is the true measure for the human race, the example for his followers. He lifts them from the muddy waters of evil and sin to his own holiness and love. He clearly revealed the standard he set for all mankind: "Be holy because I am holy." You may be shocked and say, "God forbid! How can I compare myself to God?" Listen carefully to what the Bible says. This holy God does not ask you to save yourself. That is impossible. He wants to free you from your wrong human measurements and save you from the standards of the world. God has created man according to his own image. Therefore, he wants us to walk in his holiness and nothing less. He said to Abraham, his friend, "I am God, the Almighty. Live always in my presence and be perfect." the loving God will free you from the ties of your sins. He is ready to save, to sanctify, and to heal the weakness of your mind and soul. You must come to understand that all your goodness is not adequate to God's measure of holiness. Before Him, no one is good, and we are not capable of saving ourselves by our own willpower. The goodness which God asks from us is His own holiness and loving kindness, nothing else. Christ expressed this principle by saying, "Be perfect, as your Father who is in heaven is perfect." Every person who reads this word from the Gospel and realizes the depth of its meaning will give up in despair, because we cannot be perfect as God. Yet this tells us the true meaning of sin, that we are not clean and good as God is. Christ explained this to a rich young man, saying, "No one is good except God alone." Dear friend, listen to the old truth. If you recognize and know God in His reality, then you will begin to see yourself in His light. There are many who think that they are kind, well-educated, and honorable people, but they do not realize that God looks at them through His eyes of holiness. They do not use the divine measurement for their lives. Everyone appears before God as a condemned sinner. The true knowledge of God melts our pride away. No one is good but God, and there is no man better than another. Whoever measures himself with God confesses that he, as well as everybody else, is a wicked and filthy sinner. No one can pass this divine test. Paul the Apostle proclaimed this basic truth in his well-known letter, saying, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do you agree with these facts? Do you still claim to be a good person and better than others? If you are honest, you will listen to the voice of your conscience, which is convicting you of your hidden sins. You know exactly where and how you have sinned. As you come closer to God and His light, the clearer you will see the dark shame and sins in your life. Come to the Lord now, and don't delay, for it is written, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." Now is a day of salvation.
Confess your sins to God and don't lie.
Once two men went up to the temple to pray. One of them appeared very pious, but the other seemed to be a wicked and despised thief. The religious man stood upright near the altar and proudly prayed before the people, "God, I thank you because you have blessed me and kept me away from evil. I am not like other men, unjust, adulterous, or even as this thief. I fast twice a week, I give you the tenth of all that I possess. But the other man, the thief, stood away in the corner. He was ashamed of himself. Convicted of his sins, he did not want to raise his eyes to heaven. He bowed his head and stammered, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus clearly showed that the man who was outwardly religious was actually a selfish hypocrite. His prayer was not heard. But the thief went home justified, with peace in his heart, because he had openly confessed his sins and repented in his heart. Dear listener, we advise you to uncover your sins before your Lord. If you think that you have not committed any sin, ask the Holy God with a humble, surrendered spirit. God, please reveal to me every injustice and all my other sins. Let your light reveal the cruelty of my heart and show me the hate in my thoughts. Let me remember the bad words I have said and all the bad deeds I have done. Amen. Have the courage to ask God to lift the veil of your conscience. Let him break the mask covering the secrets of your soul. Then you will recognize the enormity of your sins. There is no human being who does not sin. Only God is infallible. Seek living knowledge from the merciful God. Realize the truth about yourself. Then God will teach you His Ten Commandments. They are the divine mirror for your sinful soul. Through the law of God, you will learn that you are not better than any other person. The Lord shows us through His commandments that we do not love Him with all our hearts, nor with all our soul, nor with all our mind. We have been running after money, marveling at our beauty, and worshipping different things rather than God. Have you not spoken God's name in vain many times, whether unconsciously and unintentionally, or cursed in His name without noticing it? Have you honored your parents with practical services, silent sacrifices of love, and continuous patience, as God has demanded from you? Our world is full of hatred. Everyone rejects the other. Hearts are full of revenge against difficult people. Murderous thoughts dwell in our veins. Sexual immorality is a sin which stains our soul deeply. How many people's consciences have been strangled through dirty thoughts, dreams, words, and acts? If we could only glimpse the sin committed in one night, in just one of our towns, we would be horrified and run away, shocked at the reality of adultery and shamelessness. Besides all this, we see the lying and cheating between individuals. Who can trust the other today? Betrayals poison our society. Know for certain that God hates every lie, slander, and contempt. He loves us and wants us to be honest and true. Christ said clearly, things that cause people to sin are bound to come. but woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Sin also creates in us a desire to become rich, proud, and strong. Hearts become hard as stones from greed and jealousy, but the outer faces look kind and pious. How often have we ignored an ill or weak person? Did you ever care for a refugee? And how often have we even been abhorred by the existence of poor and uneducated people? Mercy does not dwell in our heart. It is full of egoism and arrogance. Therefore, God inspired the Apostle Paul to describe the reality of our society. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away, they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Dear friend, can you still claim to be a good person, or have you accepted the judgment of your conscience? Have you seen the great and deep gulf which divides us from the holy God? Have you realized the enormity of your sins and the ugliness of your trespasses? If you are honest with yourself, you will confess everything to God and cry out to Him from the depth of your soul, "Be merciful to me, O God, because my sins are separating me from you. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done all my evil in your sight. I am guilty and unclean. I am an evil person. Accept my broken heart and don't cast me away. Cleanse me and make me whole. Cover me with your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my heart's prayer. Amen."
Salvation for the whole world is completed.
Some religions teach that salvation is based on good deeds. Other people think that good works will cancel bad works. Most of these religions impose heavy burdens and laws on their followers that no one can really carry. History and reality prove that the revelation in the Torah and the gospel state the truth, saying, "There is no one good except one, God." Anybody not confessing and teaching this basic truth does not know God, nor will he ever understand his nature. The holy God is full of love. Before him, even the best works and virtues, with all good deeds, appear polluted with selfishness. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us, and we make God a liar. Dear friend, do you realize that every sin, regardless how small, requires the death of the sinner? Because of sin, we are all condemned to death and hell. No one is righteous, nor worthy to live. We are all vanishing and fading, as the Holy Gospel says, the wages of sin is death. But God, the compassionate and merciful, has postponed his wrath. He did not destroy the disobedient immediately according to his justice. He provided the guilty sinners with an escape. He gave them a substitute and guided them to the way of sacrifices and offerings. In earlier times, every guilty sinner had to come to the altar with an animal, place his hand on its head, and confess his sins before God. This was a sign that his sins were transferred to the head of his substitute. Then he had to kill the animal with his own hand. The sacrifice bled as it burned on the altar. God's word says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." The guilty sinner, seeing the sacrifice burning in the flames of the fire upon the altar, had to realize that he himself should have died and been thrown into the fire if there had not been the substitute, the slaughtered sacrifice that died instead of him. The old covenant was built upon bloody sacrifices, which were offered night and day. Without a continuous reconciliation to God, there was neither forgiveness nor life. The prophets of the Old Testament had known from God that all the sacrifices were only symbols, pointing to a last and complete sacrifice. Animals and other offerings were not adequate to fulfill the requirements of God's righteousness and greatness. Even human sacrifice was considered unclean and hateful in the sight of God. The best person out of all men would not have been good enough to atone for another human being. There was no hope in the world. Therefore, the Almighty God appointed a pure and holy Lamb from heaven, able and worthy to take away the sin of the whole world. This Lamb was sent to the earth to die for all sinners and to burn in the flames of God's wrath. The Holy Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ, a mercy to the world and a grace to all who accept him. He lived a life as a normal human being filled with God's love. He took our sins and carried them away. He suffered our punishment instead of us. God's wrath was poured on him, who died rejected and despised of men. Have you understood the kindness of God, who does not require impossible deeds from you? He has prepared a way from the beginning to justify and purify you by his grace. The gospel tells us that the angel of God appeared to shepherds who watched their flocks by night and said to them, Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. God has prepared a perfect salvation for us in Jesus Christ. We are witnesses to you with thanksgiving and praise to God that Christ has taken away our sins and purified our hearts. He has removed all our trespasses which stood between us and the Holy God. We say with John the Baptist, Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. We do not have to try to work for our salvation anymore. Christ has come and saved us by his death, and has provided a free gift of eternal salvation for us. We can confess with the Apostle Paul, Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you come to this spotless Lamb of God who took away your sins as well? Jesus Christ, the Lord, has substituted himself for all people. He was not born according to the will of man, but from the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. He is the incarnate Word of God and the fullness of his Spirit in the flesh. The essence of God was manifested in the body of Christ. Many refuse to believe in this truth. They reject the greatest blessing in heaven and on earth. Their hearts have become hardened and their minds confused. They do not realize that only Jesus was born from the Spirit of God. He is the only one who had the authority and power to take away the sins of the whole world. Therefore, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
Have you accepted the salvation prepared for you?
An uneducated Indian woman was asked about her faith in Christ. She replied, His blood cleansed my heart from all my sins. This illiterate woman had experienced the innermost secret of salvation. Whoever meets Christ and understands his sacrifice will quickly accept him by faith and surrender his unclean and wicked life to him. Then the assurance of salvation will come into his heart, and the justification of God will seal his mind. Remember that Christ does not need to die especially for your sins again. He has justified you once and forever. Believe in this fact. Be courageous and thank the Almighty for granting you justification freely. He loves you personally because he sacrificed his beloved Son for you and for the whole world. Salvation has been accomplished. Do you really accept it? Then you will gain a new understanding of God as a merciful forgiver and as an ocean of love. Do you understand how to accept this salvation practically? It is not hard or difficult. Kneel down in a quiet place, or a closed room, alone, or with a believing friend, and pray from all your heart, Almighty God, you see me and you know me. I am ashamed for all that I have done. Forgive my sins and clean my heart completely. Amen. Continue to pray. Thank you, my God, that you did not punish me nor kill me as I deserve. You have sent Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, to die for me and for all. Thank you, God. You are so kind. Jesus Christ has carried all my sins away and suffered my punishment. I accept him as my personal Savior and believe that he reconciled me with you and cleansed my heart. I am now saved by grace. Thank you, God, for you have accepted me and saved me forever. Amen. Dear friend, believe in what you have prayed, because God is listening to you. Be strong in faith and talk to the merciful God as your heart leads you. Speak and don't be silent, because God is love. He has completed salvation for you and for the whole world long ago. Keep in mind that this justification, signed by the blood of Jesus Christ, is your highest certificate. The Lamb of God gives you freedom from sin and sanctification in your life. Trust in God's promises, and you shall hear the voice of the Holy Spirit assuring your faith, My son, my daughter, your sins are forgiven. At this moment, the peace of God will fill your soul. You will become a new person. It is imperative to accept your salvation with thanksgiving. Don't postpone it, because Christ has saved you. You are responsible for this privilege in your life. The Holy Spirit warns you, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.